But I say to you who heal, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to anyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. As you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your rewards will be great, and you will be sons of the highest, for he is king to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your father is merciful.
爱你的敌人，只是我告诉你，你们这些听到的人，要去爱你们的敌人，善待恨你们的人，咒骂你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。有人打你的脸，连另一边脸也要由他打；有人夺你的衣衫，连里衣也由他拿。凡向你祈祷的，就给他；有人夺你的东西，不要索还。你们愿意人们怎样待你，你们也要怎样待人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，又有什么好处呢？就是罪人也会爱同样爱他的人。你们若善待那善待你的人，有什么益处呢？就是罪人也会这样做。你们若借钱给人，指望从他那收回，有什么可夸赞的呢？就是罪人也借钱给罪人，而且如数偿还。你们要爱仇敌，要善待仇敌。如果借与他人，也不要指望偿还，这样你们的恩德就大了，你们也才是上帝的孩子。因为上帝是会善待这样的人，而惩罚作恶的人。你们要仁慈，就像你们的天父也如此仁慈一样。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第12讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge and experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on related issue. Today is the 12th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, first let's deal my today's personal study summary. Jesus teaches us something really challenging, to love our enemies. He says we should do good to people who hate us, bless those who curse us, and pray for those who mistreat us. If someone hates us, we should offer the other cheek. If someone takes our coat, we should let them have our shirt too. We should give to anyone who asks and no demand things back. Basically, we should treat others the way we want to be treated. Jesus points out that it's easy to love people who love us back, but the real test is loving those who don't. He wants us to be kind and merciful, just like God is. Even when the people are ungrateful or mean, God is still kind to them, and we should try to do the same. Now, let English system make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. This text is not easy, and I use the King James Commentary for more information.
大家好，今天这篇文章不容易理解，我参考了钦定本圣经注解来获取更多的信息。
For to understand this teaching, we have to know its purpose. Jesus is teaching his disciples, who will send out later, for to preach the gospel how they should behave.
为理解这一教义，我们必须知道他的目的。耶稣正在教导他的门徒，他稍后会派他们出去传播福音，告诉他们应该如何行事。
Their behaving shall reflect the grace of God, and this is why they shall pray for their enemies and not defend in case of robbery or attack.
他们的行为将体现上帝的恩典，这就是我们为什么要将敌人视为自己的朋友，而为他祈祷，而不是在遭遇抢劫或者袭击的时候进行防御。
In the Old Testament, there we have the law written that it is said that you shall be punished by the same way if you had done something wrong.
在旧约中，我们有这样的律法：如果你做错了事，你将同样受到惩罚。
Here Jesus teaches about grace and forgiveness, which are his characteristics, as we see when he is praying on the cross for those who had brought him there.
在这里，耶稣教导了恩典与宽恕。正如我们所见，当他在十字架上为那些人进行祈祷的时候，这些都是他的特征。OK，based on both Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. Okay, the first question for sister. Why does Jesus ask us to love our enemies? What's the purpose of it? 耶稣为什么要我们爱我们的敌人呢？目的又是什么呢？
We shall reflect God's grace in our behavior and our prayer.
我们的行为和祈祷应体现上帝的恩典。Next issue for sister. Therefore, what does it mean to turn the other cheek? 转过另一边脸，让人打，这话怎么理解？
As I mentioned in the beginning, in the time of the law, the people were punished in the same way as they did something wrong, and the one who was attacked had the right to attack the other two.
正如我们在一开始所提到的，在法律时代，人们做错事都会受到同样的惩罚。被攻击的人也有权去攻击他人。
Here Jesus teaches us how we can solve a harmful conflict, not by law, but by grace.
但在这里，耶稣教导我们如何解决有害的冲突，而不是通过法律，而通过恩典。Next question, sister. How can we do good stuff to people who hate us? 我们如何对恨我们的人行善呢？
First, pray for them, forgive them what they did wrong to us, and having an open door when they would like to come to restore relationship, or go to them and restore to the relationship if it is possible.
首先为他们祈祷，原谅他们，原谅他们对我们做过的错事，并敞开心扉。当这些人愿意来找我们恢复关系的时候，或者有可能的话，我们也可以找他们去恢复关系。Next question, sister. Why should we give without explanation? Parking anything in return？为什么我们应该给予而不期待回报呢？
When we are expecting something, grace has ended.
当我们期待回报的时候，宽限期已然结束了。Next question. Therefore, sister, do you think Jesus' teachings are too difficult? Because in reality, we often can choose to forgive and tolerate others. 姐姐，你是否认为耶稣的教导过于难呢？因为现实中，很多时候我们无法对他人选择原谅和宽容。
Jesus' teachings are difficult, and without being a disciple, having the Holy Spirit inside you, is it not possible?
的确如此，耶稣的教义很难理解。而且，当你不是门徒的时候，又没有圣灵在心中，我想这也是不可能发生的事情。
We have read in the Gospel of John that a lot of disciples left Jesus after this teaching.
我们在约翰福音中曾学到，耶稣传教之后，很多人都离开了他，就是因为难以理解他的教义。Next question. Why is it easy to love those who love us, but hard to love our enemies? 为什么爱喜欢我们的人非常容易，而爱我们的敌人却很难呢？
Because it is normal to love those who love us.
因为爱那些爱你的人是最正常不过的，是最简单的事。Next question. Therefore, sister, how does being kind to ungrateful people reflect God's characteristics? 对不知感恩的人表现出善意，这又如何反映出上帝良好的品格呢？
God is merciful, and this is why Jesus commands us to be merciful too.
上帝是仁慈的，这就是为什么耶稣命令我们也要如此仁慈。Next question, sister. Therefore, could you please think of a time when you showed kindness to someone who wasn't nice to you? 你是否能想起你对一个对你非常不好的人表现出善意的时刻吗？
I once had a conflict with a person which was my fault too, so I apologized for my part of the conflict and sent a gift per mail.
这是我的错，所以我为我的部分冲突做了道歉，并通过电子邮件最终发送了礼物。Next question. Therefore, sister, what challenges do you face when trying to forgive someone? 当你试图原谅别人的时候，你又面临了哪些挑战呢？
I think the most challenging in forgiving is forgetting. If it was a heart damage, it is very difficult to forget.
我认为原谅中最难忘记的事情就是遗忘。如果伤害发生得很深很早，就很难忘记了。The last question for sister today. How can we practice mercy in our daily lives? 我们如何在日常生活中实践仁慈呢？
When we have conflicts, go a step back and not insist that we are right.
当我们发生冲突的时候，退一步，海阔天空。我们不要坚持我们是对的，这样就很好办。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年5月份快乐，我们下期再会。
You stood on the field and you preached to the people, but only a few understood. The world you were speaking, how God wants the world to be and how life here is. You spoke how the poor and the simple are blessed, that sadness will end. You said it is better to bless than to hate, to forgive the unrighteousness. of God and feel his loving care.